Since schools moved online earlier this year, students and their parents have struggled to stay engaged outside the classroom. As KUER's John Reed reports, it has a lot of people asking if students are falling behind and what can be done about it in the fall.
Maybe it won't be an issue for every student, but Audrey Robinson is worried it might be for her two kids, Vincent in fourth grade and Viana in second. Like many parents, Robinson became their second teacher after the coronavirus pandemic shut schools down. And she says it's been hard to keep her kids on track.
Go that way, please, guys. Go. You're getting distracted.
They live in Ogden, but the kids go to Rose Park Elementary School in Salt Lake City. All three of them say online learning has been frustrating. There are too many apps and programs. And it's hard to stay focused. Viana says it's just boring.
Is it more fun to be in school?
Yes. I don't like staying home.
Why?
We have to do homework.
Robinson is a single mom working full time, so says she only has 2 days each week to make sure her kids are doing what they need to. She also has a learning disability, so lots of times she can't answer their questions.
My son's even above me in reading, and he asked me, Mom, what is this word? And I'm like, you know, buddy, let's go ahead and go to Google. Let's see if it can pronounce the word for me, and then we'll look it up in the dictionary.
She says the kids are doing their assignments, but she has no idea if it's enough to prepare them for next year.
If I fail, like, that's a hard one.
That's why some are predicting what's been called the COVID-19 slide. There's usually a summer slide every year where students forget or lose some of the material they learned the previous year. But with students missing out on a few months of in-person classes, the gaps could grow even wider this year.
I think of an English language learner losing these additional 3-4 months in addition to what would happen in the summer. That's huge.
Heidi Matthews is a teacher and president of the Utah Education Association. She says the students who will be worse off are the ones that teachers already knew were struggling, like those English learners, plus special needs and low-income students.
But now we also have the added group of those who haven't been engaged during this pandemic for whatever reason.
The numbers vary from class to class, but many teachers have reported lower or spotty attendance since the pandemic began. Some students, like Vincent and Viana, can only check in periodically. Some never showed up at all. That's why Salt Lake City Superintendent Lexi Cunningham says assessing kids is going to be a major focus this summer. There are some ideas of how that would happen, but no concrete plan yet.
So if we find that we have, you know, 2 or 3 third graders that are really struggling, bring them in this summer in groups of 2 or 3, have them work with a teacher, try to be really targeted in what our interventions are.
That's one idea. But what actually happens, she says, will depend on the risk posed by this unpredictable virus. Same for school next year. Those interventions will probably have to continue, she says, but in a totally reimagined environment, one no one's quite figured out yet.
We've already talked about maybe doing school every other day and bringing in one group of students on this day and another group another day.
Cunningham says the district, like the rest of the state, will have to have several plans in place based on whatever the health guidelines are come fall. Desks may have to be spaced further apart. Teachers and students might have to wear masks. And almost every scenario is going to involve more online learning. Cunningham says that means the district will have to help students build those skills.
We have to teach people how to learn online, and I think that may be just some lesson planning that we need to do so that we at least have introduced them to what their classroom site looks like.
She says because school closures happened so quickly, not everyone was ready for the transition. But now there's an opportunity to get it right. UEA President Heidi Matthews says the pandemic could help make education a more personalized experience. Using both online and in-person classes could help teachers give different lesson plans to students in the same class, so they're all learning at their own pace.
It forces us to begin to look at how we're going to do that. And it encourages the conversations more and requires the action, which really starts with funding.
That's yet another big question mark. Utah public schools are getting close to $70 million from the federal government for COVID-related costs. Things like moving classes online or more cleaning that schools will have to do next year. And because state income tax funds the education budget, with people out of work, that could be taking a hit as well. So after a request from the state legislature, the education board offered recommendations on how to cut up to $380 million from the budget. Those suggestions will be taken to an appropriations committee hearing today, and a final decision will come next month. John Reed, KUER News.